Nanotyrannus is one of my very favorite dinosaurs. The name actually means pygmy tyrant, and it's pretty aptly named because this was a one mean dinosaur.
Nanotyrannus-sized tyrannosaur would, in my opinion, be one of the most fearsome creatures that ever lived because it combines the firepower of T-Rex on a smaller scale with a great speed ability.
Nanotyrannus isn't just one mean dinosaur. It's one of the most controversial. It was originally named after a prehistoric skull found in Montana in 1942. Since then, experts have differed over whether Nanotyrannus is its own species or just a juvenile T-Rex.
One of the very difficult things in all of dinosaur paleontology, just because the animals are so rare, is to be able to understand this thing. I mean, is this a new species or is this just a juvenile of a species we already have?
Those who believe Nanotyrannus is its own species cite key differences between it and T-Rex. One is tooth design.
Well, one of the remarkable differences between Nano-T and a full-blown adult T-Rex is the structure of the teeth. Tyrannosaurus rex has these large, we sometimes call them banana teeth, in that they're certainly sharp and pointy and have serrated edges, but they're not really thin like the blade of a knife. Rather, they're more expanded like a banana. Whereas in Nano-T, what we see are teeth that are indeed much more knife-like. They're much flatter, a little bit more sharply turned back or recurved, the kinds of teeth we see in other kinds of predatory dinosaurs.
This suggests that while a T-Rex would crush bone, Nanotyrannus would tear through flesh in a slicing action.
There's up to 17 teeth in this part of the upper jaw in Nanotyrannus, and there's only 12 or 13 in Tyrannosaurus rex. Well, that suggests to me that these are different species of animals, and that these species are, in fact, valid.
But other paleontologists conclude something different.